Good morning, a refreshing start to the day across interior New York and New England, with many locations going back into the upper 40s and lower 50s to start off. The humidity is out, the sun is coming up, and it's a comfortable feel out there. With a nice deep blue sky, we'll have another wonderful day today. Weather-wise, with high pressure in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine and a nice warm-up. Temperatures will push back through the 50s and 60s into the upper 70s and lower 80s for afternoon highs. That same high pressure center will keep it clear and pleasantly cool tonight as we dip back into the 50s. Perhaps not quite as cool in as many locations by tomorrow morning, but still, many places will have a comfortable evening and overnight. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow. Again, with high pressure in control, we'll enjoy a ton of sunshine. And it will be warmer, but the humidity will remain low tomorrow, even as highs make it to the upper 80s to around 90. The next front will make a run at us on Friday from the Great Lakes. Some clouds will begin to mix with sunshine. The humidity will return. With hazy sunshine, we'll be back into the upper 80s to around 90 on Friday afternoon, but we can expect a scattered shower or thunderstorm to fire during the day. Behind this front, it looks like we're setting up for a hot and humid weekend. With hazy sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the lower 90s. This will lead to another front with a chance of thunderstorms on Monday, still in the upper 80s, then back to the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds behind that front on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. A cool pool of air aloft will move into this region today, and strong instability will develop along with 40 knots of deep shear. This environment will support supercells with large hail early in the event, when cells are more likely to be discrete. A transition from discrete to linear storm mode is expected to occur as a cool pool organizes and moves through the northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. The line of thunderstorms is forecast to reach northern Wisconsin and upper Michigan during the overnight hours, where a few strong wind gusts and hail will be possible. Meanwhile, hot and very humid conditions will push the heat index to well over 100 degrees across a large part of the central and southern states this week. Excessive heat watches, warnings, and heat advisories are in effect for a wide swath of the plains, the Mississippi Valley, Midwest, and southern states through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 37 degrees with a west wind at 49 miles per hour, gusting to 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 52 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 51. 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Tulum Meadows, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 69, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.16 inches for the month, which is 64 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 16.23 inches for the year, which is 4.86 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 4 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 164, that's 34 above normal, and 382 for the season, which is 104 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 97 set in 1991, and the record low 49 in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:27 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly sunny, pleasant today in the mid-80s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and comfortably cool tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, still though with low humidity near 90. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, otherwise hot and humid, with a mix of sun and clouds, upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid over the weekend, lower 90s. Chance of a thunderstorm Monday, upper 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.